The plan was muscled through the state house in a marathon overnight session. The House GOP plan takes aim at the teachers' union, protects charter schools in the city, and it offers less money than a bipartisan plan already adopted by the Senate, which is also controlled by Republicans. Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff says he's still looking at it.
So it's quite a bit different, so we're going to have to figure out those differences.
The Senate's lead negotiators on the issue of the future of Detroit schools say they will try to come up with something that can win support from Republicans and Democrats. The school district has been under the control of state-appointed managers for the past 8 years. I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.